relationship with Bhagavan. Invoking the relationship with your Ishta Devata. Invoking her or his presence invoking Ishta Devata as your teacher, the one whom you emulate, if that is so. Turning your attention toward your own presence, which is the very self of Ishwara, the very self of your Ishta Devata. If this is relevant for you, you can also become your Ishta Devata, so your way of being is her or his way of being, how you would handle problems is the way they would handle problems, how you would be with your inadequacies that you view as inadequacies. How you would be with those. You see if there's a difference between the way that you're handling the problems that are there before you or inside of you, and how from the from the standpoint of your Ishta Devata, how those problems might be handled, or how your relationship with Bhagavan, how your relationship with your product karma, how the relationship with your knowledge would be. moment. last few minutes, keeping with your own process, just put a little bit more emphasis on the invariable presence of your being, ever present, the Adhishtana, whatever process you're engaged in. Let your own shining, self-evident presence be dominant in the vrittis. invoking your relationship with Bhagavan, feeling his presence, and with your Ishtadevata, feeling their presence. Let's give Bhumi our blessings, Bhagavan's blessings, and our wishes for her wonderful life on her first birthday today. Just visualize her happiness. Blessings for Manna also on her first day.